Here's a thought. Well, actually, it's a question about film and digital images in the same project. Before I left home, I did a lot of scans of my negatives, 2 1/4, 3 1/4 negatives that, were some of the better ones I thought I might be able to use in a project, combining them with newer images that I've made with the digital camera. And unfortunately, I found that that's more difficult than it might seem on the surface, for the simple reason that film images and digital images look to my eye to be a lot different, and I can't quite put my finger on it. Is it a matter of local contrast not being the same? Is it a matter of the 2 1/4, 3 1/4 negatives aren't quite as sharp? I didn't have as good a lenses back then, plus, technology and computer-aided lens design has improved over the years. I don't know what it is, but when I try to combine a film image and a digital image, I find the only way I can do it successfully so that there's a consistency in the aesthetic look is I have to sort of degrade the digital images a little bit so they look more like film images. I'm not sure that's the right answer. I wish there was a way I could figure out how to improve the look of the film negatives so that they looked more like digital negatives, so that there was a consistency in the project. Of course, this only counts if you insist on consistency in the project, but I think that's an important part of a project, is somehow the images have to look like they go together. But to my eye, the ones that are done with film just leap out at me as being a little soft, a little lacking contrast, definitely lacking a little micro contrast, and so they just don't look right when I compare them to digital negatives. Maybe it's just me, maybe it's the fact that I'm using 2 1/4, 3 1/4 rather than a larger film size, I don't know. But it is an issue that I'm dealing with. And I wish I didn't have to. I wish it just worked.